How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the Insulone podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the Insulone podcast.
So much you say resonates with me, especially around the exercise. I very much use exercise as part of my management plan, along with nutrition, resistance training, raising blood sugars, and cardio bringing it down. I also have to plan my days. I usually sit down on a Sunday night to plan out my exercise for the week so I can work out my food and insulin around it. I am a morning exerciser, so usually try to get it done before lunch. Long run days are much better in the morning for me, as I'm so used to them. If I run anything over 20 kilometers in the afternoon, my blood sugar could go either way. Hate the unpredictability of it, so I prefer to do it in the morning.
Whoa, there was a lot in that. Very detailed, and there was three things that stand out to me with that, which would be her various ways of managing her diabetes, which is, as I always say, the diabetic triangle of insulin, medication, nutrition, your food, and exercise, your movement. All three of those are equally important, and you cannot just rely on insulin. Of course you can, and insulin will keep you alive, but the three of them should be a part of your day, non-negotiable. And you should be managing your blood sugar with your insulin, with your exercise mainly, and the type of food that you eat. So I love that. I love how Adrienne is consciously managing her diabetes with all those different variables, which is great to see. Another thing that stood out to me was her insane in a good way, planning an organization. The fact that she sits down on a Sunday evening and plans out her exercise for the week. And then around that exercise for the week, I'm guessing that she can predict how her bloods are going to respond based on the type of exercise that you're doing. And then she fits into that, the food she's eating and the insulin that she's going to take. That's super rigid with her time. And I'm guessing, based off the fact that she listens to the podcast, first of all, and the fact that she's so active and conscious of everything related to her blood sugars, that she probably has very good management.
And you would also be a fan of exercising in the morning.
Absolutely. And that was the last part of it that jumped out at me, was the fact that she exercises in the morning. So that's what I typically like to do. Now, recently I have kind of been waiting for later in the day because the sun is coming out. I like to train in the sun if it's there. But training in the morning for me, and obviously for Adrienne, it's a lot easier because you're taking out the complications of food you've eaten and you're taking out the complications of insulin you may have on board. And much like we spoke about in great detail with Christelle on, I think it was episode 53, where essentially that whole episode was focusing on insulin on board and how it can influence your blood sugar while you're exercising. So Adrienne is obviously clued into that big time. She understands that exercising in the morning is definitely going to benefit me more personally than if I do it later on in the day. That suits me. Obviously suits her. It may not suit somebody else. But again, like we always say on this podcast, Graham, finding what works out for you and your day and your diabetes and your blood sugar is the most important thing.
I have a feeling you're going to enjoy the next paragraph of this email. She says, I try to give myself running goals every month as there's no races at the moment, so I pretend they are on and train accordingly. It's a little bit harder to get motivation, but I do it nonetheless as it makes me feel great and the benefits are huge. I'm sure you know of the David Goggins challenge, 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. So I think it's like 2 marathons over 2 days. I thought about doing it last year, but was training for the Connemara Ultra, which didn't go ahead, needless to say. And I never did the Goggins challenge either. Anyway, the Goggins challenge is going ahead this year, first weekend in March. Oh, we know about it. And I'm definitely doing it. Man. I've toyed the idea of doing it for charity, but I think it may just be my own personal challenge. Owen, you should consider it. The sense of achievement would be huge, I bet. And it's great to have goals. Now, if this is the first time you've listened to the Insulone podcast, guess what? Here's a surprise for you. Owen's already done it.
That's unreal. I certainly know the challenge well, and I did it almost to the day a month ago.
Yeah, so it would have been the start of March.
Yeah, I actually would have been running exactly this time a month ago.
Yeah,
but unreal. Yeah, I love that. And I hope, and I'm guessing that she did do it based on how determined she seemed in that paragraph. What stood out to me again was the fact that she said, I think she said she was toying with the idea of doing it for charity, but she might just do it as her own personal challenge, which is class. Mm. Because that just says to me that she has certain standards for kind of what she wants to do and what she wants to put herself through in the best way possible. And that was similar to how I felt with it. I really just wanted to do that challenge for myself. And it was very, very difficult. But yeah, great sense of achievement, and certainly difficult on the bloods, because that consistent movement over 48 hours was just pulling my bloods down so low. Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulin Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.